The Syrian conflict, with the rise of rebel groups, has benefited several regional and international players, but none more than Turkey. These developments have opened doors for Ankara to revive its Middle Eastern policy and pursue its long-held ambition of establishing a new Ottoman Empire. Turkish leaders view the current situation as an opportunity to reassert their influence as a regional superpower. Erdogan has embraced this shift, reflecting a renewed sense of confidence in his speeches and actions. His foreign policy in the Arab world, however, had failed to produce significant results for years, with Turkey struggling economically due to inflation, unemployment, and a falling currency. In response, Erdogan adopted populist measures rooted in new Ottoman ideology, seeking to rally nationalist and Islamist factions. One prominent example was his decision to convert Hagia Sophia from a museum to a mosque, reinforcing Turkey's Ottoman legacy. Turkey's leadership sees itself as the rightful heir to the Ottoman Empire, and a large portion of the population shares the desire to restore its former grandeur. This aspiration is evident in the popularity of Turkish historical dramas such as Ertugrul, which tells the story of the Ottoman Empire's founding. Hagia Sophia, symbolizing Ottoman victory over the Byzantine Empire in 1453, is central to this nationalist narrative. However, as the situation in Syria rapidly shifted with the rise of Turkish-backed forces in Damascus, the symbolic importance of these positions took on new meaning. Erdogan referred to the Syrian developments as a historic opportunity for Turkey. This shift is also reflected in the increasing visits of Turkish officials, including Vice President Sedat Yılmaz, to the tomb of Ertuğrul. The Turkish military has deployed honor guards at the tomb, symbolizing Turkey's reinvigorated confidence. Yılmaz's speech emphasized learning from the strategic principles of Ertuğrul to strengthen Turkey's state, signaling the nation's deeper involvement in regional geopolitics. However, Turkey's new Ottoman policies have drawn criticism from Iran. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan recently criticized Iran's strategy in Syria, suggesting that Iran's support for militant groups has been costly and destabilizing. Fidan argued that although Iran has seen some successes, maintaining them has come at a significant price. He called for a change in policy, emphasizing the long-term burden that such a strategy imposes on both Iran and the region. These comments reflect an attempt to shift the blame from Turkey's own destabilizing actions in Syria. Turkey's involvement in the Syrian conflict, including its support for opposition groups and its economic ties with Israel, stands in stark contrast to Iran's regional policy. Iran has long supported Palestinian resistance movements and opposed Israeli occupation, whereas Turkey has continued business dealings with Israel, even facilitating oil trade through Palestinian ports controlled by Israel. Turkey's role in the downfall of Bashar al-Assad as staunch opponent of Israel and supporter of Palestinian causes further complicates its claims of supporting Palestine. While Turkey criticized Iran's support for resistance groups, it is important to note that these groups are not mere Iranian proxies. They are independent movements aligned with Iran's ideological principles, seeking to resist Israeli occupation and U.S. dominance while fighting for justice and freedom. This contrast underscores the divergence between Turkey's new Ottoman vision and Iran's principled regional policy. Ultimately, the tensions between Turkey's regional ambitions and Iran's commitment to regional sovereignty highlights the differences in their approaches to influence in the Middle East. While both countries are pursuing their objectives, their methods and goals are fundamentally different, leading to complex dynamics in the region.